This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of several expert voices and brains, minds that get put into motion before their mouths get put into motion. They would be, in order of importance, I don't know, not, maybe not importance, but, well, it depends on how you're reading my mind. Victoria Keelan is very important to the DJV show, a cog in the wheel there of importance. Joe Crummy, who does a podcast daily called Evil Thoughts, appropriately named because he's just a bad guy. And
I am.
So we need him to balance out. Victoria's a good person, so we need to balance that with somebody who's bad, and that's why you're here. And then we have Rich McFadden, who lurks sort of on the good side some days and the bad side other days, so it kind of evens things out.
He wants to be evil like me, but he's
he wants to be just like you when he grows up. I know.
He would
I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for the week of May 7th to the 11th. At number 10, the usual sports stuff. I don't know if there was anything outstanding in Major League Baseball action, playoff action, except that it's too late to be playing basketball. I say that every year because... what do I know? I don't know, and I don't care. And so it's reflected. So I turn to the two of you, the good and the bad. Good goes first. Victoria, anything exciting from the world of sports that you've observed? Your husband is in the sports business, producing programs, podcasts, that sort of thing. So
yeah.
What do you hear from him that's hot?
Oh, my God. Like, I can't follow my own stuff?
Well,
really?
This happens or. Either or.
Oh, Joe.
You know what? I'll just say that, you know, speaking of baseball, that we let you win one last night at Yankee Stadium, Doug. We let you win one game, but that's
the Red Sox won over the Yankees. Right. The Yankees just suck. It's less.
I don't follow baseball, but even I know how ridiculous that statement is.
No, Yankees are really high. Look, the Red Sox are a great team. There's no question. But the Yankees have been out of control for the last 17, 18. And we let you win one last night.
Well, that's because they cheat. They overplay, pay their players.
God.
They get. Yeah, it's too much money.
Spoken like a true Boston
Come
fan.
Over to the evil side. Come over to the dark side. Right?
I do that once a week with you. That's enough. That's as evil as I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Victoria, back to you. What do you think are the important sports stories? I don't care what your husband thinks. I want to know what you think.
Well, I thought, speaking of Yankees Red Sox, I thought that the announcement this week that Yankees and Red Sox are going to play each other at Wembley Stadium. Awesome.
That is a good story. Yeah,
that's a 55,000 seat stadium, and it just shows that this is the first time an MLB game. Correct me, Joe, if I'm wrong, but I think.
No, you're right. I just read this. Yep.
Yeah, that is ever going to be played in the UK, and I think it's really interesting because they have cricket and they think baseball is sort of a ripoff of cricket. So it'll
rounders.
Be kind of
rounders.
Cool. Yeah, I think it'll be kind of cool to expand American sports around the world. So
yeah,
I thought that was a great story.
Yeah, they say that 20% of British school children play rounders, and which is sort of like baseball, except it's not, but it's kind of close. So they're expecting
sort of like
to know
baseball,
that.
But it's not. I like that.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, and I don't know if you run the bases the same way. I mean, this is kind of weird because they were talking about
you run the bases backwards,
right? That they're not too clear on which way to go,
right.
And that's sort of like embedded in our DNA. You know, it's like if you run to third base, it's kind of like what? I mean, it would make it. I'd have a heart attack if somebody did that. But apparently, that might happen if they play the game in England, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what's your favorite sports story of the week, Doug?
The Framingham High School Flyers beat the Natick Spartans in a baseball game, and they also beat them in track and field. All right. So that was
riveting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does Framingham still think... Here's the thing, though. I mean, I used to work in Framingham. Do you guys still think that you're better than Natick?
Of course.
I know what I knew.
Better than
it was
Natick.
Always a little dumpy town next door. I know what you think of Natick. I know that.
Well, you were working in Natick at this... I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't think we were on the air at the same time against one another, but we were on opposing radio stations. I was on the Framingham radio station when you were on the Natick radio station.
Oh,
I don't know if you,
we remember when your tower blew over.
It fell into the pond. Yeah, it did do
we're
that.
We're laughing at you people.
Well, and also in sports that isn't just, you know, in your backyard. I don't know if any of you guys, I'm a hockey fan, even though Doug never believes me, but, you know, we're down to the final four teams for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Winnipeg against the Vegas Golden Knights, which is a really cool story. That's their first year as a franchise, and they're already in the playoffs. And then Tampa Bay against the Washington Capitals on the other side, so...
Because they got to steal the best players from every other team in the league.
Can I ask you?
There's Rich McFadden, that phantom voice of cynicism.
Hey, you know what? Who was Stanley, by the way? I'd like to know. You must know.
Lord Stanley
got lost in Africa.
You know, because some guy with, his cup, what happened to his cup? We got his cup.
Oh, the Stanley
cup.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Stanley cup. Stanley with Livingston. It's not the same guy.
Yeah, I remember that, too. But, I mean, like, who was the Stanley Cup was named after whom? Rich, you probably know everything. What is
Lord Stanley.
Yeah, Lord Stanley.
Seriously?
Yeah, for real. That's why it's some big Lord guy. Stanley's Lord? Cup. Yeah.
Let's put Joe into the time machine and let him go back
seriously?
Few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Seriously.
Yeah, right. All right. 13 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Now a focus on your health and well-being. Please, as you're listening to this, let's do a recap of how well you're feeling. If you're not feeling so well, is it because you got achy bones? If you don't have the right things keeping your bones apart, as you get older, they get creaky and kind of rusty. Inflammation develops. Joint comfort is very important. That's where krill oil comes in. You may be now hearing for the first time in the last year or so how important krill oil is because it supports the bursa, which is the lubricating function in the joints. When you bend your knees, your arms, I have a twisted finger this week, and I need some of this krill oil to relieve the twisted finger. It helps every joint in your body. So that's half the reason to get krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. The other reason, actually there are three reasons. So the second of three is the omega-3 fish oil, which is great for your cardiovascular health. Doctors say, especially we have on our Good Day Health segment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a noted cardiologist, says that omega-3s are really the most important thing to getting the blood around your body into your brain, keep it healthy and working well, your muscles, all your organs. So that's number two of three. And then there's CoQ10 in krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you energy, or as my grandson says, injury. It's good for you, helps in every way, it's powerful, and it's yours free. Huh? What'd you say? Purity is so sure krill omega 50 plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle so you can put it to the test. Here's the way you do that. You call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it and order the free bottle. They'll ask you to pay a couple of bucks for shipping. It's all right, no big deal, because this is, I don't know how much this stuff costs, actually. 50 bucks, 70 bucks, I don't know. But it's a month's supply, and no matter what it costs, it's going to be well worth it. But it doesn't cost you anything to get in on the deal, so call now for your free bottle. Test it out yourself. 800-355-1493. You'll feel the difference in 7 days. You will. So don't discuss it. Just don't even think about it. Just pick up the phone and do it. 800-355-1493 to claim your free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 plus with the CoQ10. 800-355-1493. It's free.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep. Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, we continue on now. We're moving at a snail's pace. Let's get to number 9, which is really a hot story, and I don't mean this is not a pun. Victoria and I have been talking about this all week, the volcano in Hawaii and the disruption. We're up to 300 football fields or something. I don't know how many.
88 football fields.
88 football
fields.
Yeah,
36 homes or buildings have been destroyed. Yeah.
Have you watched the video? Have you watched? Do you understand the impact of the heat that comes from the core of the earth? This is molten lava that is 18,000 degrees when it pops open this pimple in the earth's surface and is blowing out rocks the size of a refrigerator up 3,000-4,000 feet into the air. And then back down again, and people are trying to stop it by putting up boards. I mean, what is the matter with these?
I saw a video of it slowly, of the lava creeping through a metal fence and just dissolving the metal fence.
It dissolves everything.
Oh, yeah, you cannot stop it.
No, and plus the fact you can't imagine how hot it is, but if you realize that the earth is, we have a crust on the earth. And then what's underneath, when you go down 12,500 miles into the core, remember that corny movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth, or whatever it was, I forget who the star was, about 20 years ago. And this machine goes down in to keep the earth from blowing up, but it does do a job of depicting how hot it is. The sun, and what you see of the sun, is what's going on in the center, because the same gases in the center of our earth, and that stuff's cooking all the time, and it pushes, sometimes there's the excess of activity, it needs to find a hole in the surface, and that's really what a volcano is.
Can we talk about people building homes on volcanoes, and in flood zones, I get it, it's beautiful, I heard a guy on the radio this week say, we just finished paying off our home, and now we don't have insurance. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You moron.
I do. You're going to buy another home, and you're going to get insurance and keep it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You learn your lesson?
You know, when you land on the big island, the thing that struck me when we landed, I was looking around, and I was seeing all this really sort of weird, dark hillside action, and the road was on the dark, weird action, and I realized this is all lava. It's all lava.
Oh, yeah, it's all rock. That's what it is. All the Pacific islands are that way. That's every island of the Pacific is built on molten rock or on volcanoes that are under the ocean. That's what they're all about.
As soon as you get out of the plane, the airport is on a lava plane. I mean, you land right there, you're looking at it. Okay.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
You have have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I am the leader of the band, ex officio, of course, because everybody is a leader in their own right and in their own mind, especially when they come to crummy. It's 23 and change past the hour. This talk radio roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week, second full week of the month of May. We are at 8. And this is a focus on, Victoria, go back to you, being the New Yorker. Joe Crummy is in Los Angeles. Rich is in Washington. I'm in Boston. The Attorney General, Mr. Schneiderman, appears to be a pig. That's the headline. Where do we go from there?
What's going on with those people up there in New York, Victoria?
Yeah.
What is it? They can't get a clean person in that seat.
Right. There's no problem with anybody like that in Washington where you are, Richie.
Right, not at all.
You.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the Schneiderman thing is just, it's extra, it's awful, it's choking women and saying it's role-playing and just really it's just blatant abuse. But beyond that, the hypocrisy of it that has a lot of people extra upset is that he's the guy who went after Harvey Weinstein. He has been the sort of champion, the male champion of the hashtag MeToo movement, and he's campaigned on it, and I'm pro women, and he was going to take down Harvey Weinstein. He's such a bad guy, and he ends up being just as creepy in a different way. So that's, I don't know, it's the whole thing is just sickening.
So do we want to, I don't want to waste a lot of time on it. I think that if people don't know, haven't heard it around the country, the story, which has gotten a lot of national circulation, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wouldn't be number 8 on the countdown story list if it hadn't. But it's still, it's more of the same old stuff. And then sort of to follow up on that, this week there was an article published with Weinstein's wife. You want to give us a thumbnail sketch of that, Victoria,
yeah, so
what she had to say first time out?
Her first interview since the whole scandal broke, they officially got divorced in January. Her name's Georgina Chapman. She's the lead designer for Marquesa, which is a red carpet brand that dresses a lot of major celebrities in Hollywood. And so she is featured in the June issue of Vogue and said that she had no idea what was going on. She's humiliated. She's broken. I actually do. I really do. And people who know her, who are good friends with her, said they didn't know that Harvey was up to this kind of stuff either. So it's just, it's a very sad interview to read. She breaks down crying multiple times. She fears for her two daughters.
Everybody in Hollywood knew it. How did she not know?
How could she not know? I mean, they were making jokes about him at the Academy Awards. I mean, I don't want to get it. I don't think she knew.
Well, she said she was incredibly naive. She didn't realize how naive she was. And I don't think she had any idea the kind of creepy stuff he was really doing. And I don't think she ever thought that her husband had assaulted 100 women. So, and she, you know, she has two young daughters. Look, I don't normally defend women who are married to creeps because I think that they do know. In this case, though, I don't think she knew. I really don't. They have a huge age difference, too.
That's
the thing. A lot of people now say everyone in Hollywood knew, but at the time, that wasn't really the case. Now everybody says, oh, yeah, we always knew about Harvey. But that's really not the case. That's why when Seth MacFarlane made those jokes at the Oscars like 5 years ago, people kind of thought, what the hell is he talking about? So it really isn't the case that everybody knew.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Schneiderman, you know, that I thought was get back to Schneiderman. The sex stuff was weird. I mean, there's no question at all about it. You're exactly right about the hypocrisy and all that. But the other thing about him that really struck me as weird is he was this really weird sort of evil control freak, too, and the way he would destroy their sense of dignity and the way he would destroy their sense
destroy
of ego.
Their careers.
He was a control freak. You know, he was really bad and how he would control them too is creepy.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
and even the way you say it,
you know what else is creepy, Joe?
Yeah.
The way you're talking right now,
it's kind of turning me on. I'm getting kind of. I gotta have a cigarette.
All right. Joe has plenty of evil thoughts like that. Check out his Evil Thoughts podcast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It's there every single day, so if you don't get them today, you can get them tomorrow. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
In today's automotive news, one of the best-selling cars in America gets a complete makeover. The Toyota RAV4 made its global debut with Alexa, onboard Wi-Fi, 9 trim levels, multiple drive modes, and an 8-speed transmission. It'll come in all-wheel drive, a gas, or a hybrid, and will be equipped with Toyota's Safety Sense 2.0 as standard. You'll have the chance to order it with a two-toned roof, but it will come with USBs in every row and up to an 8-inch screen. It'll go on sale at the end of this year. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen presenting the Talk Radio Review, done in cooperation with the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So because the stations that carry this program are news talk, the idea is that you need some interesting support. What are the big stories you've been listening this week? You know what the big stories are on your station, so we compare them. The research is done over hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of programs with hundreds of hosts, so that you kind of get a feel, the drift, if you will, of what's going on conversationally. And we've gone through number 10, which is sports conversation, the Hawaiian volcanoes, number 9, number 8, the accusations against Mr. Schneiderman in New York. Now, number 7 is the West Virginia primary race, where Blankenship or Blankenwunk or Blanken, whatever his name is, blanked out. He is a zero. I'll give you that much.
And that's about what he got, zero. Everybody made this big thing about how if he wins, and Trump even came out and said, please don't vote for him, vote for anybody else.
Yep.
And then the guy came up dead last by a mile.
Good. So does that mean Trump has, I'm loathe to ask this question because I don't like all the interpretive stuff that goes on, but we are here to give you our observations because that's what a lot of the good folks in talk radio, once you get the news, okay, what do you think? How do you opine on a particular story? So, Victoria, you didn't... Victoria Keelan is here with Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden. Victoria, you didn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to come up with a review of this guy. Right?
Well, I think the best thing is everybody, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I think everybody can agree this guy was not fit for office. No. And whether it was Trump's anti-endorsement.
How do guys like this even get the traction to think that they can? I mean, he got so much notoriety.
He got 19% of the vote.
Yeah, so how does somebody that's this bad under the circumstance, for those of you who don't know the story, he ran a mining company in West Virginia every violation in the book was going on these mines, and there were all kinds of incidents and people getting injured and killed and stuff, and didn't he go to jail? Was it just 1 year? Okay,
yeah.
Whatever. I guess, he got three years, and he did 1 year.
But he claimed that he took the fall for other people who are responsible. So maybe the 19% were the people who fell for that line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, we've got that gullible? Patrick Morrissey up against Joe Manchin, the incumbent.
Yeah, what are those guys like, Richie? What are the... Those two, what do we know about those
guys? Patrick Morrissey is more your kind of run-of-the-mill, not-extremist kind of Republican.
Yeah.
So he should be able to put up a good
fight. So he's an unusual Republican because he's not an extremist in this day and age.
Well, if you listen to the press, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think, honestly, you know, I'm a sort of libertarian. I lean to the right when it comes to politics and fiscal matters and stuff, but I don't appreciate being told what to do in the privacy of my own home. It's none of your business. So therefore, the libertarian streak comes out in me, and I find more and more people who are claiming to be Republicans these days are all about trying to control what's going on in my life. It's none of their damn business. So that's why I'm out.
And welcome so are to being a woman.
yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, who the hell are you to tell me how to live my life? It's none of your business. Get the hell out of my face.
Yep.
But that's more and more what people in certain parts of the country, I don't know where they think this comes from, but the morality of this is so immoral as far as I'm concerned. It is, but that's me.
Well, for me, it's not the morality. For me, it's when what you do in your private life affects me financially. That's when I start to go, excuse me.
What's an example of that?
I
don't know, drug use.
Drug abuse.
It could be a good example.
Alcoholism would be a good example.
Yep, okay, I'll buy that.
Paying for abortions would be a good example.
If you
want to get one, that's up to you, but my tax dollars, no.
Yeah, okay.
But there are no taxes that pay for abortions.
Yeah, but they help to fund the clinics that help you get more information about
it. Well, but that's a ruse.
But that's totally different. Okay.
Well,
let's agree
on the alcoholism and the drug abuse, okay?
All right.
If you could drive your car and somehow guarantee me that you wouldn't hit me, I wouldn't mind if you were drunk when you were driving, but you can't, so don't.
Yeah. Right.
Well, how's that sound?
How does that fit into this, what we're talking about here?
So, anyway, the right-wing extremist that people call me sometimes is...
Oh, I don't think you're a right-wing extremist at all.
But
who says that?
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But I get lumped into this crowd in the media all the time.
Oh, I do too.
Because I'm a white guy, because I'm a conservative, because I'm a Republican.
Well,
you sound angry.
I sound angry.
So let me just do... I'm going to take a side trip here for a minute. One of the things that is troublesome and gets, in some circumstances, appropriately hung on white Republicans, this is something that makes it very difficult for you to generalize, or us or anybody to generalize, but there's so much of it going on now. White cops and their attack on black Americans, the latest this week, you can tell by looking at this guy, he's a moron, goes after a black kid in front of a Waffle House, chokes him because he's with his sister at the prom. Huh? What's the matter with you? Is it that difficult for some white people to realize that black people have a reason for being. They have a right to an existence here. And just because when the kid, this black kid takes
so
a white
girl. So you're telling me a white cop attacked a black kid because he was with his sister at the prom?
Yes.
Yes. That's on video.
That's exactly what happened. Look at the video of him in front of the Waffle House.
This black kid is in his tuxedo from the prom, and he's
There's no other backstory here. It was just because he was with his sister.
Yep.
I'm going to choke this kid because he's with his sister.
That's exactly what happened.
That simple.
That simple.
Well,
he was following.
That guy should be hung.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that kind of. Did you say that he's black and she was white?
The white girl, yeah, he took a white girl to the prom. And the white girl's brother doesn't like it. He was a cop on duty. He's following him around. And when they get out of the prom and they go to the Waffle House after the prom, he goes after this guy. So
okay. Caught on video.
Now you're telling more of the story. So the black guy was with the white girl who just happened to be the cop's sister.
Yeah.
So the cop attacked the black guy, not so much because he was a cop, but because he was angry that his sister
was out. Yeah, but he was on duty, and he spent his duty time running around following these guys in the car.
No, okay. But
the guy's wearing a bulletproof vest. He's choking the kid.
Right. The way you said it before, it made me think that just a cop went after this black kid for no reason. It's just a moron who happens to be a cop.
Yeah, but there are way too many of them.
Is a racist.
That's the problem.
Right. Is a racist because.
Let's take the cop out of it. There was
take the cop out of it. It's unfortunate that he's a cop. It's ridiculous that he's a cop. He shouldn't be a cop if he's that much of a racist.
But I just want to go on to another story.
But you were kind of saying it as though it's a problem with cops.
It is a problem with cops. Too many cops, white cops, are chasing black guys around, or women, or whatever it is that they're doing, did you see the video Monday of this past week? There was a video that was released of a black guy was arrested.
Stop it. You are watching CNN, and you are watching the 1% or 2%, let's say 3%
I'm not even
of
saying
bad cops,
it could be
and you are
one
making a blanket statement about
1%.
Every single cop.
No,
so my brother
no,
works
not.
In the worst
he's
neighborhood
not.
In Washington, D.C.
No, I'm not.
No.
With black
nope.
Not going to hang that on me.
The only white
nope.
people in my brother's neighborhood where he's a cop nope. are the other cops.
Yep. Okay.
No, but he's
I'm not
he's
saying
not
that at all.
CNN
but
junkies.
You always get this way when I talk about him because this is a nerve.
I refuse.
It's something that should be addressed. Not just cops, but black and white relationships in 2018.
Agreed.
It would seem to me, here's this graduate student, a woman at Yale University, who goes into a dormitory this week, sees a black woman asleep on a couch and calls the cops because she's asleep. A black woman, how dare you sleep in my lounge? The black woman is a dormitory resident who was doing her homework and was tired and fell asleep on the couch. This girl comes in and sees her and calls the cops. What the hell's the matter with you people? That's the point I'm making.
And that's a good point.
Thank you.
I'm down with that one.
All right, Richie, thank you.
But, Rich, I know your brother's a cop, but if you don't, I mean, there's no way you can say that there isn't a problem in this country between white cops and black citizens.
Sure. 3%, 2%, 1% of cops are bad.
Yep.
Root them
I'd
out.
Say that was
Get
right.
rid
yep.
of them.
That's the point.
But do
thank
not
you.
Sit there on the radio, on nationally syndicated radio, and just act like CNN and say all cops are racist.
He didn't say that, though.
Yes, but the implication, it sounded like it.
You
No. That's the danger.
Yeah, I think you're extra sensitive to it. That's not what he's saying.
And I have always argued about that, and I apologize.
That's not what he's saying.
I sort of backhandedly apologize sometimes.
You told the story of just a white cop attacking a black kid.
Because that video went viral. The video went viral. That's why we know about it.
You didn't tell the backstory about how the guy was mad that the guy was dating his sister.
Yeah, you did. That's exactly what he said.
You didn't let me finish the story.
Right, only after I drew it out with him when I said...
No, that's exactly what he said from the beginning.
Okay. I want to put everybody to sleep well. Richie has been, he spent 22 years baiting me like this. You realize that, Victoria?
That's my job.
He's been for maybe 23 years. How long has it been? 22, 23 years.
22
you've
years.
You've been baiting me with this kind of stuff, and I fall for it every time like a dummy. All right.
I'm going to get my Doug Steffen hook on my fishing rod right here. Got him again.
All right. If you don't get enough rest... It's something we want to fix here. If you can't fall asleep and stay asleep, it's because you're either sleeping with McFadden or you've got something else going on in your life that keeps you from getting a good night's sleep, probably a bad pillow. So it's time for you to try My Pillows. Now you'll get a great night's sleep. You can get the rest that you deserve, that you need. And right now, they have a fabulous offer. So don't miss out. Order your My Pillows today. Get four of them and pay for two of them. So 50% off, basically. Two premium pillows. They can be soft, medium, hard, whatever you want. They've got this internal, what would you call it, Victoria? It's sort of It's not a foam, but however this guy who came up with My Pillow, he created
like a space age filling. Yeah.
And it's so good you can wash it and dry it.
Yep, that's the if you don't buy it for any other reason,
yeah,
buy it for the fact that you can just throw it in the washer.
Wash.
Yep.
Because all the other pillows you got are loaded with mites and disgusting creatures. My God, if you knew what was in that pillow. Ugh.
Well, also, when you put a regular pillow in the washer and dryer, you just end up with big lumps that you can never get rid of.
Throw the pillow out. Yeah,
and so that's the genius of My Pillow. It comes out of the dryer just a big fluff ball. Just like it started right out of the package.
How much
that's my favorite
pillows
part of it.
Most people don't replace their pillows every year. You should.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a My Pillow.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Act now. Get yours, your four-pillow deal for the price of two to get a better night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and get better rest with My Pillows. Buy them now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a hurricane? Cheryl Nelson, an award-winning disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to plan and prep for a storm. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about preparedness now?
Well, this week is National Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the official start of hurricane season is June 1st. Now, hurricanes in severe weather can be extremely dangerous. In 2017, millions of people were left without power by hurricanes Irma, Harvey, and Maria. Now, the cost of spoiled food, hotel rooms, and flooding caused by outages can be in the hundreds or even thousands of dollars, not to mention the disruption to daily life. Having backup power like a Cummins Quiet Connect home standby generator means that the power can be restored the moment an outage occurs without any disruption to your home or life.
What are some other important preparedness tips?
We should stock up on important supplies like bottled water, non-perishable foods, medication, extra batteries, and a NOAA weather radio. Place a copy of all your important documents in a waterproof bag as well.
How about a couple of tips for those that are caring for young children or pets?
For young children, have a favorite toy or security blanket to calm an anxious child. If you have pets, have enough food and water to last for at least a week and have a photo of you with your pet together to prove ownership if they go missing.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more weather safety tips and for information about Cummins Home Standby Generators, visit Cummins.com/weatherprep.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right. So now I've been thoroughly drubbed by my co-hosts who have said, what? What about all the rest of these stories? Everything has to do with Trump, whether it's Stormy Daniels, the Russians, John McCain, and the guy who was or the lady to be appointed to the CIA, whatever it is, all that stuff. We've heard all those stories. So, Richie, thanks for doing a great job.
So I'm Casey Kasem, and we're skipping the top 10 songs of the countdown. So until
this is
next
American
week,
Idol rerun, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
For the stars.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It seems to me we've heard this before, but as Chuck will happily tell you, I should be quiet and let him tell his story as to why we're featuring the music again from West Side Story. Didn't you tell us a couple of weeks ago that Steven Spielberg is going to reproduce West Side Story? Wasn't that the reason we played this last time?
Yeah, he's going to direct a remake of the film, but the reason we play it is over the last 3 days they announced 2 Leonard Bernstein's biopics are going to go into production. He was the composer of the songs from West Side Story. He's regarded as one of the greatest composers of all time. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to star as him in one movie, and then Bradley Cooper is going to star and direct another film based on his life. The Bradley Cooper one's going to have Spielberg and Martin Scorsese producing the project.
Wow.
I don't know much about Bernstein other than the fact that he was a tremendously talented guy, but he must have had an interesting life around the edges for them to do 2 biopics on the guy.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so the first reactions to Solo, A Star Wars Story, are here. The Millennium Falcon makes its debut, I guess. I'm wondering what we're expecting from this, other than good stuff. I'm actually looking forward to it. I saw the trailer, and it felt just like home as far as the Star Wars, even though I don't know any of the... I know the characters' names. I don't know the actors, but I still am full of anticipation for this. Am I going to be excited and happy when I leave? What do you think?
We'll see. You know, the story is that, you know, Disney had the two directors from the Lego movie assigned. They directed the movie, and then Disney wound up firing them, wound up hiring Ron Howard, who, according to a report that was released yesterday, Howard reshot 70% of the film. So 70% of the footage is all Ron Howard's. Howard appears to be very proud of the project, really promoting it heavily on his Twitter.
Well, he's a favorite at Disney. They'd
absolutely.
Like him. You know, there's no.
Have you heard? Have you heard? What is the reaction? I haven't heard.
I hear the people who the old time Star Wars lovers are not too sure what to make of it yet. I'm one of those. I can remember my life changed literally when
really?
I in 1977 saw the first Star Wars movie and understood what the Force was, and it really changed my whole spiritual life. It
wow.
really did. The Force for me is universal intelligence, God, whatever, but I had drifted away from any or all of those thoughts, and it just made so much sense. I don't know how many people got that, if that's what they got out of the first one, but that's what I got out of the first one. And I've been not a rabid Star Wars fan, but I think I'm a solid Star Wars fan. I didn't like a couple of them. The one I found most irritating was that Jabba.
Oh, God, that was awful.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that there is no other movie. I mean, there's a few franchises around the edges that have had spawned James Bond,
Indiana
Jones. You can't go into a Walmart and buy a James Bond toy, really, but you can go and buy a ton of Star Wars toys, and that's, you know, you're talking 4-5 decades later where you're able to buy a slew of toys, and
yeah.
it's more generational than any franchise in the history of motion picture, no doubt about that.
Yeah. All right. So let's check and find out what the movies are that are coming out this weekend that you have high hopes for or not.
Two movies, Doug. Life of the Party with Melissa McCarthy, and a new comedy. And then there's a B-movie called Breaking In, a home invasion thriller starring Gabriel Union. I can't tell you how much interest in either. Avengers Infinity War will be number one for the third.
I'd go see both of those. Melissa McCarthy's in two movies that are coming out soon. She's in this one, and then she's in one coming out, I think, in July, about her being a writer. Have you seen the trailers for that?
I have not. I'll say one thing about her. Her career has been very successful,
yeah.
and her movies make money.
I used to not like her. Remember, Richie, what I used to say about her?
I thought to jump on you because I thought you didn't like her.
I didn't like her, but I think she's been turned into a quite a substantial force, and some of the roles she's getting now are fairly interesting. And I also think, if you like sort of thriller chillers, I don't like scary horror movies, but
why
I
not?
Am intrigued by this movie with this Gabriel Union.
Gabrielle Union. Yeah. It does look good, and I'm with you. I don't really like thriller movies, but this one looks like it might be good.
It does.
And if it doesn't play well in theaters, I'm almost guaranteed it'll have a nice afterlife on basic cable.
But it's an unusual role for her, isn't it? It seemed to be an unusual role for her.
I always think of her as ensemble casts, right, Chucker?
Yeah.
Isn't she kind of always
TV
in
stuff.
A group?
Yeah, didn't she play Will Smith or Martin Lawrence's wife in Bad Boys? And they just announced, after talking about this for years, the next Bad Boys movie, Bad Boys for Life, will hit theaters January 2020. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence will return. What has happened to Martin Lawrence? I haven't seen him.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.